You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, January the 8th, year of our Lord, 2020. Today we're going to see what President Trump does in response to the missiles that were fired by the Iranians. And as I have for the title of the show here, Iran missed, essentially. And the question is, did they do it deliberately? Or are they just a gang that can't shoot straight? It's very important how President Trump reacts. But this thing is not over. By a long shot. They've been building up for this for years. So we're going to take a look at that, and we're going to see what the opportunities are to stop a dumb and dumber foreign policy that has begun, a bipartisan foreign policy that's been going on for many decades now, but especially the last 20 years. This is going to be the moment that we can choose to pull back, because we have seen the Iranians saying, that's it, we're done. Unless you want to retaliate, then we can keep this escalating. Maybe this is, as many people have said, an opportunity to try to save face internally, but to try to pull back and to not have any more casualties that would invite further operation. We'll see. President Trump is going to be speaking this morning, probably during this show, so we will cover that live as it happens, and we'll see what is going on with that. And, of course, that's not the only thing that is happening. In the Mideast, they've had a Ukrainian airliner crash moments after taking off. Could just be a coincidence, and yet, this happened in Tehran, the capital of Iran. You've got all the commercial airlines are now moving all traffic away from that area. I certainly don't think that it had anything to do with the U.S. We'll have to see what happens with that, but nevertheless, a catastrophe, perhaps just a coincidence. That this happened there at this time. President Trump tweeted out this morning. He said, all is well. Missiles launched from Iran at two military bases located in Iraq. Assessment of casualties and damages taking place now. So far, so good. We have the most powerful, well-equipped military anywhere in the world by far. I'll be making a statement tomorrow morning. And that, of course, will be this morning. We also saw from the Iranian foreign minister, Javid Zarif. He has tweeted, Iran took and concluded proportionate measures in self-defense under Article 51 of UN Charter, targeting base from which cowardly armed attack against our citizens and senior officials were launched. The attack came three waves just after midnight their time. They called it Operation Martyr Soleimani. Another Iraqi minister called it overwhelming response. They've got multiple names for this. Nevertheless, as we look at this, also saying that if there is no response, they will leave it at this point. Many people are questioning whether or not that is truly going to be the case, or if the revenge that Iran takes will be less public, less overt. Of course, there is a long history of them biding their time and coming back with terrorist or assassination strikes themselves after they have been hit. And we'll talk about that line of historical attack. But again, the important thing is that the Iranian prime minister says, we do not seek escalation or war, but we'll defend ourselves against any aggression. Now, Fox and Friends, President Trump's favorite TV show, came in an hour early this morning. So when I came in this morning to get coffee, they were already broadcasting. And I saw something that was absolutely amazing. We'll talk about that, as well as the anti-war movement between conservatives and libertarians. Of course, Fox News, Fox and Friends has been on the side of President Trump throughout all of this. But it's amazing to see how they have flipped and now applaud the deep state, the intelligence community that has been trying to take President Trump out for the last couple of years, because they love war. They love war. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, January the 8th, 2020, year of our Lord. And that's an important thing to think about today as we look at this, because, you know, as I came in this morning, I was astounded. I understand that Fox News is always going to push war. But quite frankly, I was astounded to see some of the comments that have been made, and the comment that I heard this morning, from Ainsley Earhart, who is one of the lady on Fox and Friends. This is someone who has constantly put forward her Christian faith. And I have to say, when I look at the first commandment about not taking the name of your Lord in vain, that doesn't simply mean that you don't use Jesus' name as a swear word. And isn't it interesting that only Jesus' name is used as a swear word? Yeah, you don't hear people swearing by any other god or religious leader, do you? And yet people, even in other countries like Japan, we had Christian friends from Japan, they said, you know, it's pretty amazing. You hear people using Christ and Jesus' swear words all the time there, and they're Buddhist or atheist or whatever, you know. There's something about that name, isn't there? But it's also something about the name when you say that you are a Christian. Quite literally, that was an epithet that was applied to the followers of Jesus by people who were critics. It literally means in Greek, Christ's men. If you take the name of Christ and put yourself out as a Christian, you better not drag that through the mud. And when I watched her talk today, I was absolutely furious. She had the audacity to say, well, by all means, it appears that the Iranians, there's a lot of speculation based on what the foreign minister has said, that the wave of attacks yesterday, missile attacks at U.S. military bases, they wanted to be seen to be doing something, but they didn't want to escalate this, so they did it in a way that there were no casualties. But we shouldn't let them have the last word. And I looked at that and I thought, you know, that really kind of sums up the attitude of many people who are Republicans, who are conservatives, who are Trump supporters, who are cheering this on. Because what she is essentially saying, if you want to take it down to a one-on-one level, imagine that you've got a little argument in your church about the color of the carpet. And you're not going to let that other side have the last say, are you? You're not going to forgive anything. You're not going to try to make peace about anything. You are going to push your advantage to the very end. You are going to have the last say. You are going to win this argument. And it doesn't matter if you have to destroy this church to get the color carpet you want. And it doesn't matter to Ainsley how many lives she has to destroy, whether it's American soldiers' lives or innocent civilians who get caught in this kind of chest bumping that has been going on for years. I find that reprehensible. We have lost any context of a just and justifiable war. We don't want to talk about what the end goal is here? Of course, we all know what it is. It's just to overthrow whatever government is there and put in a puppet dictatorship. And of course, that hasn't worked for us in Iraq. It hasn't worked in Afghanistan. It hasn't worked in Libya. But of course, I'm sure it'll work now. Don't you think? Don't you think? Why should any of these continual failures have any bearing at all on our future glorious victory? Just like every time we are lied into a war by our political leaders, as I pointed out yesterday, it doesn't matter what war it is, go back and look at any of them. You're always told it's going to be easy, we'll win quickly, and so forth. Civil War, good example. Both sides believe that. Every war, we're lied into that. And yes, you know, we were told, look at this, mission accomplished. Like, we wiped out their conventional forces in no time. And yet here we are in Iraq, 17 years later. The Iraqi parliament wants us to get out. We say, we're not leaving. We don't really care about your democratically elected government. Just like we didn't care about the democratically elected government of Iran when we overthrew it in 1953. I see all these articles from neocon warmongers. Finally, after 40 some odd years, we are going to push back against the Iranians. Well, let me tell you something. It's been 67 years. 67 years since we overthrew their election. And the blowback from that is why we have ayatollahs in Iran. And what we see in Iran is evidence of a failed policy, just as surely as what we see in Libya is evidence of failed intervention. The difference is that now our failures come to fruition much more quickly, don't they? It doesn't take 67 years or 20 years to see this blow up in our face. It happens now almost immediately. And so as we look at this morning, we have Iran saying that if there's no further escalation, they won't do anything as well. And so we hope that that's going to be the case. We'll have to see. I mean, it may be that they were trying to do something. I don't think so. I don't think they want a conventional war because they can't win a conventional war. And they will have a asymmetric war to get their revenge one way or the other. But they don't want to be seen as having their fingerprints on it. But there is something that we can do with this. But before we get away from Fox and Friends, because it's very important to take a look at Fox and Friends, because it's not just Pompeo who is whispering in the ear of President Trump and influencing him. It is also Fox and Friends. And when we look at the comments yesterday from Ainsley. Let's play video clip number one, where she says she simply cannot believe that people would question the intelligence community. Now, these are the people, Fox and Friends, who have rightfully defended President Trump against the efforts of the intelligence community to, first of all, rig the election in 2016. Once that didn't happen, the intelligence community was at the very center, and they've been covering this. This should not be news to them. The intelligence community was at the center of a coup, an attempt to do regime change here in America. And as I have said over and over again, if we allow these people to do regime change and coups throughout the world, then just like we see the tools of military intervention eventually coming home, as James Madison warned us, he said the tools that are used abroad for these kind of foreign empires will be used against Americans at home. And that's precisely what the intelligence community has done with President Trump and the attempted coup to overthrow our election. And now, Ainsley Earhart yesterday said this on Fox and Friends, video clip one.
It's so interesting that people are critical of the president's decisions, of our intelligence community's decisions, our general's decisions.
They want details.
General Tata said, well, they can't have it. They can't, everything can't be made public. We heard Pompeo over the weekend saying, everything that we have, the intelligence community has, he said, I ran the CIA at one point. We can't release everything. We can't release all of our intelligence information. We'll release as much as we can, but you just have to trust us, basically. And General Tata said, it makes us more safe. He agreed with killing this general. general, this evil terrorist. He says it goes to show how ridiculous our divide is, that they support Soleimani over the president's decision. It counters everything that I learned as a soldier.
Just keep in mind, if you're going to be critical of the president for not hitting Iran after they killed, took out our drone, and not hitting Iran after they rocketed the Saudi oil bases, and not going after Iran after they were trying to mining the Gulf, you can also be critical of the president when he does take action in that
to
area.
Take our embassy.
Yeah, they go, well, how could the president let our embassy get breached and not
warmongers
do anything? Well,
he does warmongers.
Something.
People who sell war. People who sell war. Isn't
so
that shameful? Such a shameful
Congress
display of lies. This is Pompeo is the guy who laughed about the fact that at the CIA, he went against all the values of honor and truth that he was taught at West Point. At the CIA, we lie, we cheat, we steal. We not only tolerate people who do that, but we also give classes in that. And this is the guy that do not question him. He can be trusted. So can the intelligence community. So can Gina Haspel, who created the lies about weapons of mass destruction that lied us into the most recent Iraq war. And she was promoted by President Trump to director of the CIA.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order. Sunday was supposed to be the last day that we could offer store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It was 75% off with our big year-end sale. Because a lot of the products have already sold out. Most of the others are about to sell out. But quite frankly, I've been working on so many big stories that are breaking right now that I have not come up with new specials. And we're already so close to selling out all these products that I'm just going to go ahead and keep the sale going for two more days. And we're going to basically sell out of all of our major product lines. It'll take weeks, months for them all to come back in. Some come in weeks, some come in like 3 months. A lot of stuff's coming back in next week. So I've just decided, because of the inventory issues and all the rest of it, and because some of these were selling at losses, are making people buy a lot of other stuff, and we are making a profit, so I'm going to just keep the sale going, but only for 48 hours maximum, and then we've got to stop it. InfoWarsStore.com, year-end, now 2020 mega blowout sale, InfoWarsStore.com, biggest sales we're ever going to have.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic on hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy-boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your TurboForce, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my my life, but TurboForce really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your TurboForce. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is, what, $4.99. And, I just had to call in and tell you guys how great TurboForce is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of TurboForce, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word, and let's just get busy at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about in the last segment the cheerleading for war that I see on Fox and Friends, especially the amazing fact that it is coming from someone who is constantly talking about her Christian faith. I guess she missed that whole part about blessed are the peacemakers. There's a lot, you know, that is on a personal level, but certainly it does apply when we're talking about the lives of untold number of people. You know, we talk about ramping up sanctions, as I pointed out yesterday. I have played the clip for years of Madeleine Albright without any shame saying that her sanctions killed 500,000 children in Iraq. In Iraq. As President Trump says, you throw us out, you tell us to leave, we'll put sanctions on you. Right? He's willing to do it too now. You know, she didn't have the decency, as I said, every time I play this, didn't even have the decency to say, I don't think that our sanctions killed 500,000 kids. She said, no, it was worth it. Worth it. That was 1996. This is 2020. We are 24 years on. What have we accomplished in Iraq? The people there want us gone. And with good reason. We have torn their country up. We have killed them with sanctions. We have killed them with bombs. Yeah, we removed a bad guy. Saddam Hussein was a bad guy. We worked with that bad guy. We helped him to target civilians, anybody who resisted him, up to a point. And then, just like other people that George H.W. Bush worked with, like Manuel Noriega, when he became a bit of a problem for him, he had absolutely no problem taking that guy out. But it wasn't like he suddenly discovered the guy was evil. It's just he was a rival gang member. We need to stop acting like the mafia. Smedley Butler had it right, and nothing has really changed. And so when we look at what's happening on Fox and Friends, now Ainsley Earhart just can't believe that people would question the intelligence community that's been trying to take President Trump out. The intelligence community that's been lying to us. We should believe Pompeo, who laughs about the fact that he is an expert on lying to us. We should just trust them. And if there is an olive branch from Iraq, or rather from Iran, we shouldn't take that either, says Ainsley. No, no, no. We're going to have the last word. We're not going to let them get away with anything. And this is the spirit that has been at work in that area. From Fox News, from the military-industrial complex. That's why we've been at this for years. Not just even the last 3 years. This has been going on long before that. We look at this and we talk about monsters. Yes, Soleimani was not a good guy. He did, on the other hand, fight ISIS. You know, that's something. Of course, Joseph Stalin fought Adolf Hitler. And if we wanted to keep the war going, do you think that maybe we would have assassinated Joseph Stalin? To draw a parallel here, perhaps that is a calculation in this assassination of him. But when we talk about bad guys, how is it that on Monday we have the Saudis meeting with President Trump and Jared Kushner in the White House, and they're silent about it? We find out about it because the Saudis put it out on their social media. The Saudis, the enemies of Iran, the Saudis, the Wahhabists, who are perhaps worse, certainly as bad. I would argue that they're worse even than the Iranians. It's a toss-up. Pick your poison. Pick your dictator. There's no good guys there. And if we had the wisdom of Ronald Reagan, we would say these people are crazy. They're monsters. They're murderers. They're terrorists. Let's get out of here. Let's not provide them with a target. We have a ticket to come home, and I don't understand why President Trump won't take it. I think it tells us something very frightening about President Trump at this point in time, quite frankly, that his reaction would not be, hey, yeah, they said, I've been saying I want to get out of these stupid wars. I've been saying we need to bring the troops home. We need to protect our border and so forth. Here's an opportunity. Yeah, hey, you know, you guys are going to oppose us. I want to come home. They want to come home. They want us to go home, rather. Why don't we do that? Instead, he angrily comes back and threatens sanctions like they've never seen before. What does that tell us? You know, elsewhere at Fox News, we saw that we had Geraldo Rivera was going to be coming on with Sean Hannity. One of the things he said was, let's not make the mistakes, President Trump, that you once criticized. And after that, he was disinvited by Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity, like Rush Limbaugh, why do these guys, these warmongers, why do they have any credibility with anybody? How many wars have they pushed us into that we have subsequently lost a lot of lives, a lot of money, and gained absolutely nothing but created a more chaotic world with more terrorism? Why do these conservative commentators have any credibility with anyone at this point? And I'll tell you why. It's because we have been trained, like the Romans have been trained, to love bread and circuses, perhaps even more so. It is a gladiator spectacle, isn't it? You know, we have it televised, and it's nice and safe and sanitized from a distance. And we even have pyrotechnics and technology that the Roman gladiators didn't have. But we have been trained in this. Quite frankly, I think one of the issues that I have with sports, many of you know that I don't follow sports. as a matter of fact, when LeBron James started getting into politics and making some comments, I actually referred to him as James LeBron. And I had to have my crew correct me on that. I don't follow sports. And you know why I don't follow sports? Because I see it as a psychological preparation to get people whooped up into a fanaticism that goes beyond a simple game. It's fine when it's a game, but that kind of fanaticism is promoted to all of our children at a very early age because they want the kids to be able to apply that same spirit, and it does, come into partisan politics and eventually into war. And so you have people, as I say, hey, let's maybe there's an alternative between sending them plane loads of cash and plane loads of missiles. Maybe there is some other alternative that we could handle this with. And when I talk about that, I'm called a traitor on social media. Because, you know, truth is treason in the empire of lies, as George Orwell told us. I have never lied us, been a part of lying us into a war, unlike Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh. I have never told lies to keep us in a war. And I will always call out the politicians who lie to us, saying they don't want to keep us in a war, and then do it. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at what Tucker Carlson has to say. Because he seems to be the lone voice at Fox News, and Fox News has a lot of influence on this president. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us, That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family and for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's either happened to every person listening or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe, show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prove up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product. And we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue, that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also mineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm.
Welcome back. As we're talking about the chicken hawks, most of these people pushing war so hard, the Mark Levins, the Sean Hannitys, the Ainsley Earharts, have never been in war. It's easy to look at this from an abstract point of view and glory in it. As a matter of fact, the New American, and talking about this goes back to a quote, 1722, Cato's letters. Now, of course, we had letters that were written as the Constitution was debated some of them under the pseudonym of Cato. But prior to that, 1722, there were a series of letters that were written by somebody under the pseudonym of Cato that were questioning the British Empire's actions. And, of course, Cato was popular to people who did not like empires, did not like centralized power, because in real life, Cato was the foe of Julius Caesar, who essentially had destroyed the Roman Republic and created a empire with himself as Caesar. He did not like that. And so he goes on to talk about the idea of war. This is Cato, Cato's letter, not the Roman Cato, but the person writing about the British Empire in 1722. And see if this could not be a better description of the Mark Levins, the Rush Limbaughs, the Sean Hannitys who push us into every single war. This is not the only mock heroism in the world. There is another sort of mischievous, but still more ridiculous. And that is the violent appetite for war and victory and conquest without engaging personally in the danger of or coming near it, but being very valorous by proxy and fond of fighting without drawing a sword. This was the prudent bravery of a late aged conqueror, who was never tired of war, yet never tired of his own person in it. In the heat of battle, fought for his glory, he ran no risk, but he sat securely at a great distance with the wise old woman, his mistress, waiting for the laurels of other people's winnings. And so when we look at this, and we, as they point out in this article, quoting Ron Paul, he said, people are talking about whether or not it was a wise thing to kill Soleimani. And that really doesn't have anything to do with it. It's part of the gradual escalation that has been going on for years. As Ron Paul pointed out, Trump, the neocons like Pompeo have been lying about Iran for the past 3 years in an effort to whip up enough support for a U.S. attack. From the phony justification to get out of the Iran nuclear deal to blaming Yemen on Iran, to blaming Iran for an attack on Saudi oil facilities, the U.S. administration has fed us a steady stream of lies for 3 years because they are obsessed with Iran. And, of course, this has been a long-term plan, as Wesley Clark pointed out. It's just now they believe that they can act on it. And so we will find out later today whether President Trump is going to escalate or whether he is going to pull back on it again. The question is whether or not the Iranians are capable of hitting. And think about that. If our two choices are, we look at these missile attacks, nobody died. get in trouble for saying that, don't you? But actually, fortunately, nobody died. Was that intentional by Iran? Or do they just have such inferior technology that they couldn't pull it off? And I suggest to you that regardless of which one of those is true, it is an opportunity for us to pull back from this kind of one-upsmanship if we truly do want peace. There is no point to continue on with this. If they are so incompetent that they can't hit anything, or if they are trying to signal, we're trying to do something, for the home crowd here, but, let's not let this get any further, which is actually what they did say. We do not seek escalation or war, but we'll defend ourselves against any aggression. And as their current Khomeini said, it was a slap. It was a slap. So they've given indications to say that they didn't really want to escalate this at all, but they had to be seen to do something. Meanwhile, we have the Turkish foreign minister is going to be visiting Iraq tomorrow to try to broker diplomatic efforts that apparently Pompeo and the military establishment here in the U.S. do not want to have. Now, as one observer, Yashar Ali, he is an Iranian-American, he put out a series of tweets saying that he thinks that they are not done with their revenge. And I think it is very interesting to look at his historical arguments here. He said, if history is any guide, Iran's true reprisal will come in the form of a terror attack on civilians carried out likely via proxies. He says, I want to express this carefully because I don't want to minimize anything that results in the loss of life, but missiles flying back and forth in the Middle East is all too common and something that the U.S. can handle. And it's not what makes me nervous about the Soleimani situation. Here's what makes me more nervous. He says, if you think about Iran lobbing missiles over the border is the kind of revenge that they ultimately have in mind, you're wrong. Here's an example, he says. In 2012, assassins killed an Iranian nuclear chemist, likely directed by Israel. Iran promises revenge. Now, I'm not sure if there was an attack. I thought it was against somebody that was part of the nuclear program. But I recall an attack where there was a scientist, an Iranian scientist. And this might be the same one. You had guys on motorcycles drive up close to his car and throw a bomb that was attached to magnets to the side of his car, sped off, and the bomb blew up and killed the scientist. That was attributed to Israeli assassination. But that's the type of thing that's been going back and forth. So he says, in 2012, assassins killed an Iranian nuclear chemist. He says, where does the ultimate revenge take place? A month later, in Georgia, India, Thailand. Israeli diplomats were targeted with bombs. Another example, 1992. The Israeli Defense Force killed the Secretary General of Hezbollah. Where did Iran retaliate? In Buenos Aires, with a truck bomb driven into the Israeli embassy. That attack killed 29 people. Another attack 2 years later took place at the Jewish Community Center, killing 85. He said those examples are pretty tight timelines for Iranians because the Iranian government sees revenge as almost a generational thing. Their timeline can be in months or years. Revenge doesn't always come via a show of force that they take public credit for. If people think that this is it, that Iran has chosen to retaliate against the U.S. for killing the second most powerful man in Iran simply by lobbing some missiles across the border that didn't result in U.S. casualties, then I have a bridge to sell you. And so the question then becomes, what will President Trump do later today as he is going to have a press conference and react to these missiles that were lobbed across the border? Jarrett Blanc, a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for Peace, said, if President Trump is suitably respectful during his expected address today, then Iran might deliver another overt response in the coming days. But if he gloats about how the U.S. killed one of its top generals and all they were able to do was blow up a bunch of rockets in the desert, then it is possible that a furious Tehran could ratchet up conventional weapons response. So we'll see. We'll see. Of course, the one thing that he could do would be to do what Ronald Reagan did. So these people are crazy lunatics. I'm getting out of here. We're going to remove the targets that they have because they can't strike us here in the United States, quite frankly, unless it's an asymmetric strike like I just talked about. Let's get the people out of harm's way. Let's bring the troops home. Let's protect our border. That would protect us against these kinds of asymmetric strikes.
Owl Killer in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, I just want to say it's great to be back once again, and I've never gotten to do this, but I'm going to give you a shout-out for your pod. So that Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste and that Super Blue Whitening Toothpaste is on another level. I use the Super Blue in the morning and then the whitening at night, and it absorbs into your gums. It is by far the best product that I've ever used in my life. I literally just took TurboForce on my way to the gym right now. I've had 4 shoulder surgeries and a back surgery, and that body has made me feel better than any type of physical therapy or anything that I've ever done in my life. So I just want to get that out of the way. Support this man. Everything that he exposed. Nobody knew about Bohemian Grove. Nobody knew about Epstein. Nobody knew about Bilderberg. Nobody called 9/11 before it happened in July 2001. Go look it up yourself.
Well, we try our best, sir. They definitely want us off the air. Without you, we're not here. But yeah, these are all great products. So thank you, sir. I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what?
I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste, because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old, and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this, is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I've been talking about the lies being used to get us involved in yet another war, a regime change, deeper involved. But of course, those lies are not just coming from Republicans. It is a bipartisan effort. A good example of this, you know, we look at President Trump and as he has turned on this issue. A good example is to look at Bernie Sanders. What is the alternative to this, right? Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders goes on CNN and says, this guy, you know, Soleimani is, you know, was, as bad as he was an official of the Iranian government. And, you unleash, then if, China does that, you know, if Russia does that, you know, Russia has been implicated under Putin with assassinating dissidents. Dissidents. So yeah, so this guy is a dissident. We assassinated a dissident. Isn't it interesting that Bernie Sanders, who in the waning, collapsing days of the Soviet Union loved that system that gave us the KGB, that gave us the gulags, that gave us the assassinations of political dissidents and the imprisonment of political dissidents. Bernie Sanders loved that society so much that he chose to honeymoon there. His gulag honeymoon. Of course, he did not go to a gulag. He went to drink with his comrades there and to celebrate the Soviet-style society that he wishes to impose on us. It's amazing that he would impute the political assassinations of dissidents and the imprisonment of dissidents only to Putin. Yes, of course, Putin is doing that. But it was a hallmark of the Soviet Union. It is a carryover from that system, and it has been a part of every communist system, Mao's included. And so when we look at this phoniness from Bernie Sanders, pretending that he doesn't like Russia, when he loved the Soviet Union, and perhaps he doesn't love Russia, it's not communist enough. In today's Russia, only about 30% of the people are hardcore communists. They're not as communist as the American Democrat Party. A lot more than 30% support for Soviet-style communism in America's Democrat Party. Perhaps that's why the Democrats dislike Putin so much. But when we look at where these guys were when it came to the drone assassinations of Barack Obama, the Daily Caller has pointed out, Obama used his powers to strike and kill citizens in Yemen in 2011, including a 16-year-old boy who was, you know, according to the Anchor Baby theory, he was a American citizen as well as his father. He was defended by Ron Wyden, Democrat senator, by Mark Udall of Colorado, Democrat senator, by Martin Heinrich, New Mexico, and by Attorney General Eric Holder. They all said that was legitimate. That was legitimate. However, you know, of course, to come after Soleimani, it was not legitimate. Now, I agree with Pat Buchanan. It was justified, but it was not wise. That's really what we're saying. But these people are amazing hypocrites. And I have to say that I am just as disturbed by hypocrites who are endlessly cheerleading President Trump when he does the same things. You know, they excused Obama when he did what President Trump is doing, and they criticized President Trump. On the other hand, we have many Republicans who criticized Obama for that and now are applauding President Trump. Can we stop the hypocrisy? Can we stop the blind partisanship? Can we look a little bit beyond this as to what this is going to lead to and whether or not this is in our best interest? It isn't always a question of what we can do. It's also a question of what is wise to do. And of course, now we got many people inside the Democrat Party and outside saying, against all odds, it looks like Bernie Sanders might be the Democrat nominee after all. And I ask you, will Trump's new stance supporting wars in the Middle East, will that help to propel Bernie Sanders into the presidency or some other Democrat like that? Will it? Is that 4D chess? Is that the kind of 4D chess that you want to see happening? Because Bernie Sanders and these other Democrats are not only going to support all the foreign wars that Obama supported and kept going and add their own wars once they get in. You know, Democrats will tell you the truth about Republicans and Republicans will tell you the truth about Democrats, but they'll lie about their own guy endlessly. They will continue these foreign wars. Make no doubt about it. Yeah. Tulsi Gabbard, probably the only one that would pull out of it, but she's got a lot of other issues that would be a war against Americans. And that's my problem. For the most part, the Democrats are going to do the same things abroad. And yet they want to go to war against you and I here at home. They want a civil war to confiscate our guns. They want to confiscate our free speech and our free exercise of religion. They want to confiscate our ability to be able to move about freely. And both Republicans and Democrats, I'm afraid, support the full-on surveillance state. They will try to justify it with the threat of terrorism, and that's why this is another very bad idea for anybody who loves freedom. The kind of fear, uncertainty, and doubt that is being created as we escalate this war without any reason to do this is the lifeblood of the state. It is the lifeblood of the surveillance state. You know, when I look at history, again, I began talking about Christian's perspective on this, a Christian's perspective on war. If we go back and we look at God telling his nation, because of what you have become, I will use a thoroughly corrupt nation to punish you. And so we should look at that and say, is that going to be us? Or if we are the nation of God's judgment to punish Iran as we like to perceive ourselves? Is that something that's going to be work out just fine for us? Because when God said that about Babylon, when he said it about the Assyrians, he also said to them, he said, you're not going to believe what these people, what I'm going to allow them to do to you. But I will hold them responsible for what they do. You see, even when God uses a nation as a tool of judgment against another evil nation, this is what we should keep in mind. We won't say, well, is God on our side or is he on the side of the Iranian? Well, of course he's on our side, so forth. Well, perhaps he is. Or perhaps God has given us over to our depravity, to our total depravity, to our shaking our fist at him, to our bloodthirstiness. Maybe he will use us as an instrument of vengeance, but that doesn't mean that he won't hammer us to dust after he uses us and that we don't deserve it because of our attitude to God. This is why I look at this and I tell you, do not trust in some political party or some politician as your savior. It is a cane that you will lean on that will pierce your hand. Now you better... This is a call for our nation. Start getting back to the Christian principles that our country was founded on. Peace and prosperity and trade to everyone. Entangling alliances with no one. Not going abroad to seek monsters to destroy. Not trying to become an empire to rule the world. Not trying to become the world's policeman or the world's assassins. No, we need to return back to the principles that this country was built on. Those are Christian principles. Where we sought peace and prosperity and trade. Now we look for war. And you know what comes with war? Death, slavery, taxes. We ought to know that by now. We don't have to look at distant history. We can look at immediate history. Why can we not learn these lessons? Why can we not learn these lessons? Folks, we got to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about the war that the Democrats want to conduct here at home. And we're also going to be joined in the next hour. We're going to have Eric Peters joining us to talk about what is going on with transportation. That's one of our important freedoms that the Democrats are working very hard to take away from us. It's one area where President Trump is very strong to push back, but not as strong as, unfortunately, he could be. So we're going to take a look at what's going on with the consumer electronics and so forth. I just want to remind you of our sale that is still up at InfoWarsStore.com, up to 75% off plus shipping on many, many products. Many of them have now been sold out, but many are still available at 50, 60% off. We have VasoBeat, 60% off. We have Silver Bullet, $9.95. We have BrainForce, 60% off. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, 60% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. All natural, BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. All apparel, 25 to 50% off. Many items, 75% off. Free shipping store wide. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I just want to encourage everybody that we are not alone if we oppose war. There are many anti-war conservatives and anti-war libertarians. I want to play for you quickly. I talked a lot about the cheerleading for war that's taking place at Fox and Friends and Hannity and so forth, and how they shut down other dissenting voices. One dissenting voice that has not been shut down on Fox News is Tucker Carlson, of course. He was wondering why everybody is suddenly trusting the deep state. I think he said that, if I got the timeline correctly. I think he said that the night before Ainsley Earnhardt came out and said, I can't believe anybody would question the intelligence community as response. Same people are trying to overthrow President Trump. Can't believe that they would question anything these people say. They always tell us the truth about everything, right? And then Tucker Carlson had this to say last night. The same people who lied about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq are now pushing conflict with Iran. Video clip number two.
But first, if you were at an airport over the weekend, you may have seen American troops on the move, leaving their families on their way to the Middle East. Now, just a month ago, not one in 100 Americans was thinking about Iran. Now, suddenly, we are on the brink of war. In Washington, that is considered an upgrade, indeed a massive improvement. It's harder to get rich and powerful in Washington during peacetime, so our leaders have a built-in bias for war. And so they descended on television studios over the weekend to describe in detail the kind of violence they're prepared to wreak on a country very few of them know anything about. Here, for example, is Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
If the Iranians hit American targets and American interests and American allies, we will respond militarily. If they hit us again, then I would not want to be working in an Iranian oil field, because I think the president is determined to bring this regime to its knees if they continue to be provocative.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's blow up
the
oil field.
Meanwhile, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, assured reporters that the U.S. seeks, quote, de-escalation with Iran, and then just moments later suggested the U.S. might bomb dozens of sites inside Iran itself.
President Trump is saying that there are 52 sites that the U.S. would target if Iran retaliates. How is that consistent with what you say is your message of de-escalation?
Entirely consistent.
Threatening to bomb mainland Iran?
The Iranian leadership needs to understand that attacking Americans is not cost-free. To take a terrorist off the battlefield does not increase the risk of terror. The risk of terror is increased by appeasement.
The risk of terror is increased by appeasement. It's a good line, and it may be true. Probably is true. Of course, the risk of terror is also increased by bombing other people's countries. That is also indisputably true. It's hard to remember now, but as recently as last week, most people didn't consider Iran an imminent threat. Iranian saboteurs were not committing acts of terror in our cities. Oh, but our leaders tell us they were about to any second, and that's why we struck first. What's so striking is how many people appear to accept this uncritically. Just the other day, you remember, our intel agencies were considered politically tainted and suspect. Certainly on this show they are. Were, and will be for quite some time. Keep in mind, these are the people who invented excuses to spy on the Trump campaign purely because they didn't like Donald Trump's foreign policy views, and they're the ones who pretended he was a Russian agent in order to keep him from governing. Remember that? Russiagate? Our friends in the intel community did that. And by the way, these are the same people who lied about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction way back in 2002, and by doing that, got us into an utterly pointless war that dramatically weakened our country. The people pushing conflict with Iran are the same people who did that. It seems like about 20 minutes ago we were denouncing these very people as the deep state and pledging never to trust them again without verification. But now, for some reason, we do seem to trust them implicitly and completely. In fact, we believe whatever they tell us, no matter how outlandish. Iran did 9/11, they're telling us. Oh, okay. Didn't know that. 15 of the 19 hijackers were from Sunni Saudi Arabia. None were from Shiite Iran. But if you say so, Mr. Unnamed CIA official, I'm happy to send my kid to the Middle East a week after Christmas on the basis of your anonymous, unverified leak to the New York Times. You've earned my trust through years of lying to me. That appears to be our position now. Now, maybe all this will turn out fine in the end. We're certainly praying for it. We love this country.
Well said. But in the meantime, well said. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, Infowars.com, and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at Infowars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I think we have an article that's now gone. Has it gone live on Infowars.com? Paul Joseph, okay, it hasn't gone live yet, but I can show you some pictures that will be part of that article. As I said early in the program, I said the question is, did Iran pull a punch when they shot these missiles at these bases, trying to save face with their domestic situation, but not trying to escalate it? Or are they simply the gang that couldn't shoot straight? And it appears from these pictures that these missiles were cut down by defensive missiles on the air bases. So it appears to be option B. They are the gang that can't shoot straight. But as I said earlier in the program, regardless of which one of those are true, why can't we understand that they are not the kind of threat that we need to escalate, and that everything that we do to escalate this actually undermines our security? I just played that clip for you, Tucker Carlson. And he played a quote from Pompeo saying, well, taking out a terrorist like we did with Soleimani, that does not make us less secure. Appeasing people makes us less secure. And the problem is that as Tucker Carlson was saying, nobody was worried about sleeper cells from Iran attacking the U.S. prior to doing that. We all know that that strike did not make us more secure. But even beyond that, how did we get to that point? As I said, we have been pushing against this. We have been chest bumping the Iranians now for several years, and you've had Mike Pompeo caught in lie after lie, just like Nikki Haley and Theresa May in lies to try to escalate our involvement in Syria. They have also been lying about situations in Iran with tankers and so forth to try to get us involved in that, looking for any kind of a frictional event, and I'm saying frictional, not fictional. Any time that you bump up against somebody, if somebody is hurt or property is damaged, they want to use that as an excuse. They want to spin it in the worst possible scenario. And so now we have a situation where the real threat to us is not going to be from these missiles. They don't have that kind of conventional capability. We can very quickly and easily wipe out their conventional forces. We did that in Afghanistan. We did it in Iraq. We did it in Libya. And yet, did we win? It's called asymmetric warfare. And if you go back and you look at the U.S. military's pronouncements about this, as I have in detail, because they also have asymmetric warfare plans for the United States. That's what I want to talk about. The fact that the Democrats and these same people who want to overthrow the Iranians want to overthrow our form of government. Did you not notice this coup? Did you not notice their plans to disarm the American people? Did you not notice their plans to create cities where they control your movement, your speech, where they disarm you? You've not noticed any of that? Have you not noticed? Because I did. I walked through one of their training facilities with Joe Biggs, AP Hill, their Asymmetric Warfare Center. Did a lot of research on asymmetric warfare. I did a lot of research on geospatial intelligence and the fact that the 5G network that they're setting up is really set there to profile you, to predict what your movements are going to be, to control everything that you do, and to weed out dissidents that they need to take out one way or the other. Yes, they are planning to fight a war in America's cities, in America's suburbs, in America's rural areas against Americans, these same people. And you better be aware of that, that if you push war abroad, that same machinery is going to be used to take away your freedoms here at home. They're already working on it. It's just training for them abroad. You know, it's going to be a little bit harder for them to do it here, but they will do it. And so it is good that we have a movement of true conservatives, of true libertarians, not neocons. That's why we call them neocons, because the true conservative movement was anti-war. The true conservative movement, people like the Taft Republicans, they were anti-war. Libertarians were anti-war. They were about freedom, peace, prosperity, not about war. They understand that war is the path to slavery, as assuredly as socialism, because they are handmaids to each other. So we have anti-war conservatives that were joining a protest in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. We have the Idaho Republican Party passing an anti-war resolution directed to their Republican senator. Is initiated by a group of veterans of the Afghanistan and Iraq wars in the heavily Republican state. The Idaho Republican Party's Central Committee Saturday approved two resolutions urging their Republican senator, Risch, I think is the way he pronounced his name, to support President Trump's efforts to withdraw U.S. troops from the Middle East, to hold public hearings to spotlight recent revelations of constant lies, as they put it, by U.S. government officials and corruption by military contractors in Afghanistan, and a return to a doctrine of deploying U.S. troops for long-term combat duty overseas only after Congress has approved a formal declaration of war, as demanded by the Constitution that they all swore to uphold. Ann Coulter, in a tweet, says, all Republican presidents run on keeping us out of war, as Eisenhower, Nixon, Reagan actually did. Then they start wars. Unfortunately, we thought Trump was different. Now we know better. Rand Paul had this to say as he responded to Mike Pompeo's lies about Iran. Let's play video clip number 6.
Did the president's decision to kill General Soleimani make Americans safer or less safe?
I think that's a good question, and I think the stated purpose by the administration was that they were going to prevent attacks on Americans. But I think if you ask the question now, is it more or less likely that there'll be attacks on Americans? I think it's much more likely. The replacement for Soleimani is basically a clone, somebody who is a hardliner who's worked with Soleimani for 20-some-odd years. And so while Soleimani may have been plotting attacks, and probably was, it's now a certainty that there will be attacks in revenge for his killing. The other unintended consequence here is you saw the chanting in the streets of Tehran. This has emboldened the hardliners. Iran is like any other country. There's a mixture of opinion. There are hardliners that never want to talk to America at all, death to America, but there are moderates and younger people who do like the West and who would talk to us. I think what this does is it lessens the voices of anybody that wants moderation or diplomacy, and even the Iranians will not be able to approach us on diplomacy until there's revenge, until there's adequate revenge to satiate the people who want some kind of revenge. And this is sad. I mean, the death of Soleimani, I think, is the death of diplomacy with Iran. I don't see an off-ramp. I don't see a way out of this.
So did the president make a major mistake?
I think that he got bad advice. I think that basically, even though he let John Bolton go, this is John Bolton. John Bolton's clapping and jumping up and down and rubbing his hands together because this is what he wanted, to take a dramatic action to kill one of their main leaders. But the thing is it's going to have unintended consequences. And really, as part of this whole recipe, the administration, mainly at John Bolton's behest, tore up the Iran agreement, placed a significant and severe embargo on Iran, and then killed one of their major generals. Nobody in their right mind would actually think that that would lead to negotiation. So when Secretary of State Pompeo is out there saying, well, maximum pressure, our goal is to get them back to the negotiating table, no naive child would believe that. You would have to be brain dead to believe that we tear up the agreement, we put an embargo on you, and we kill your major general, and they're just going to crawl back to the table and say, what do you want, America? I mean, military escalation is really what you would predict with this. I think most people who are thinking about this would have predicted that everything they've done with regard to Iran is leading now to this military escalation. And I want to be careful that nothing justifies their military action, but it is predictable given what path we've chosen.
As the new republic puts it, Mike Pompeo is the most dangerous man in the world right now. Pompeo was quick to praise the decision to eliminate Soleimani in response to immediate threats to American lives, as he put it. The Washington Post, and again, I understand this is the Washington Post. However, they did say that Pompeo first spoke with Trump about killing Soleimani months ago, said a senior U.S. official. But neither the president nor Pentagon officials were willing to countenance such an operation. After a U.S. contractor was killed December 27th, Pompeo and Defense Secretary Mark Esper, Pompeo's West Point classmate, a former defense contractor who owes his job to Pompeo, traveled to Mar-a-Lago, lobbied Trump hard to bomb Soleimani, a provocative, destabilizing move that would not have happened, said sources under Mattis. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I think it ought to be pretty obvious to people who are really critically looking at this situation that there is no salvation coming for our freedom, for our lives, out of a political party, not out of a politician or a president, certainly not out of Washington. If we're going to pull this back, it's going to be because we're going to take back our liberty at the state and local level. But even beyond that, you know, our salvation is in Christ. However, you know, as we look at our country and how it is becoming decadent, violent, bloodthirsty, the blood of millions of children on our hands through abortion and through war. Let's not forget war. Let's not forget sanctions and the fact that we continue to go this way. So the chains of our slavery, of our judgment are being formed right now, and they're on display at the Consumer Electronics Show. They're on display as shiny new objects. As a matter of fact, as one person, an analyst with a consumer electronics firm, Roger Kay, said, people always want to see a shiny new object. And that's the way these Trojan horses will be presented to you, as shiny new objects. So I want to cover some of what is happening here, so that you're not left uninformed. You're not left in the dark as to what their plans are. We even have a timeline for it. They're very, very obvious about what their timeline is. So we're going to take a look at the trends, because consumer electronics is really becoming the forefront for the slavery. Remember the slides? It didn't really get any attention here in the United States except on my show. The slides that were leaked by Snowden out of the NSA documents, they were featured in Der Spiegel in Germany. But for some reason, can't imagine why, they didn't really show them here in the United States. And it was a series of three slides. I've talked about this many times. We've shown them. I didn't warn the crew to get this up ahead of time, but I don't know if they've got that available or not. But I'll just describe it to you, because we have a podcast. Most people listen to audio anyway to this show. But it has the first slide, and it shows the iconic 1984 Mac commercial that played at the Super Bowl that was about Big Brother. And it said, who would have thought in 1984, and they show a screenshot of that, next shot, that this would become Big Brother. And they show a picture of Steve Jobs holding up an iPhone, like I'm holding up right here, that this would become Big Brother. The third slide from the NSA shows a bunch of people lined up to buy the iPhone. There it is. There's the good job, guys. You found that quickly. The next slide shows a bunch of people lining up. There you go. There's Steve Jobs holding up that this would become Big Brother. Who would have thought that Apple would give us Big Brother after talking about it to sell the Macintosh, and that people would line up to pay for it? That, folks, is the Consumer Electronics Show in a nutshell. That is exactly what's going on right now. We're told we see AI and apps. They're being used to make people's lives easier. We'll have things like speech recognition, object recognition. Guess what? You are one of those objects that they're going to recognize. You are part of their Internet of Things. Because as we see that abbreviated all the time as IoT, it's not just an Internet of Things. It is an inventory of things, and you are part of their inventory. They look at you as their possession. And quite frankly, if they are allowed to go through these plans for smart cities, for 5G, for autonomous cars, and banning private automobiles that are both private and free, free to move about, at liberty to move about, if they're allowed to go through with that, if they're allowed to take away our speech, because, of course, you know, they're corporations and they've succeeded, and so they should be allowed that as a right of conquest, the spoils of conquest. If they're allowed to go through with that, make no doubt about it, you will be their property. You will be their slave. So they say, well, you know, the things that they're talking about this year, they're focused at the Consumer Electronics Show on consumer privacy, on 5G, on technology for traveling, on quantum computing, on smart cities. And, of course, this is the way it has been the last couple of years. They made a big move last year. It began, it might have been even 2017, where the show was essentially taken over by pushes for smart cities, for 5G, and for autonomous vehicles. You know, not so much the silly stuff out there. And when they talk about consumer privacy, understand that that is nothing other than marketing spin. All of these technologies are designed to take away your privacy, and they will take it away. They'll take away your ownership as well. They'll turn you into renting slaves. The consumer electronic gadgets, they point out, gleefully, these shiny new objects will analyze data, such as your own facial expressions and your tone of voice. They will then use that to decode your human emotions. And, of course, they'll do it for marketing research, yeah, and for political polling purposes. They would never use it for anything sinister like China is doing, right? Oh, we all know that China is doing very sinister things with this technology. But, of course, the American government would never allow that, right? Right? Emotions are highly personal. Users will have concerns about privacy invasion, security breaches, emotional manipulation, and bias. But, you know, we can set all those concerns aside, because we don't have to worry about that. And, you know, this is, folks, a pattern of conquest that Aldous Huxley talked about in Brave New World, of course. And part of this is the emphasis on how they're going to now embrace sex toys at this year's Consumer Electronics Show. Because, you know, the whole idea behind Brave New World was that you keep people subjugated by turning them into hungry hedonists, making sex and drugs available. You know, don't give a damn. Take a gram, right? Have some drugs. Have some sex toys at the Consumer Electronics Show. And for most people, they'll be able to do whatever they wish to you at that point. They can entertain you to not only death, but also to slavery in the meantime. Of course, now, if you don't want to go that route, they do have Big Brother that they can hammer anybody who decides that they do not want to go that route. They now call this, I love these little euphemisms that they have, ambient computing. You know, that's the eternal presence of Big Brother. Alexa, Siri, Google Assistant, Google's Nest, wearable technology. It's always there. Ambient technology. I call it omnipresent technology, that seeks to be omniscient about you so that they can make the corporations and the government omnipotent. That should make you very concerned. These are the people who want to rule like God, and they want all of those aspects of God. The omnipotence, the omnipresence, and the ability to do anything and everything to you. Privacy and security, of course, marketing spin, and the 5G scenarios. They say that AT&T has already launched just in time for the Consumer Electronics Show this year in Las Vegas. They have launched 5G locally, so people can see video movie posters, new ways of gathering news, driverless cars, mobile entertainment, augmented reality, all these things that we need so desperately. And then the ominous, statement. There will be some civilization-level examples of the way 5G will usher in new eras in transportation, energy, and safety. Oh, yes, that is what we're talking about. And we'll be talking about that when we come back with Eric Peters. The civilization-level examples of technology. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Infowarsstore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you. Sunday was supposed to be the last day that we could offer store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It was 75% off with our big year-end sale because a lot of the products have already sold out. Most of the others are about to sell out. But quite frankly, I've been working on so many big stories that are breaking right now that I have not come up with new specials. And we're already so close to selling out all these products that I'm just going to go ahead and keep the sale going for two more days. And we're going to basically sell out of all of our major product lines. It'll take weeks, months for them all to come back in. Some come in weeks, some come in like 3 months. A lot of stuff's coming back in next week. So I've just decided because of the inventory issues and all the rest of it, and because some of these were selling at losses are making people buy a lot of other stuff, and we are making a profit. So I'm going to just keep the sale going, but only for 48 hours maximum. And then we've got to stop it. InfoWarsStore.com, year-end, now 2020 mega blowout sale. InfoWarsStore.com, biggest sales we're ever going to have.
Owl Killer in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, I just want to say it's great to be back once again, and I've never gotten to do this, but I'm going to give you a shout-out for your pod. So that Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and that Super Blue whitening toothpaste is on another level. I use the Super Blue in the morning and then the whitening at night, and it absorbs into your gum. It is by far the best product that I've ever used in my life. I literally just took Turbo Force on my way to the gym right now. I've had four shoulder surgeries and a back surgery, and that body has made me feel better than any type of physical therapy or anything that I've ever done in my life. So I just want to get that out of the way. Support this man. Everything that he exposed. Nobody knew about Bohemian Grove. Nobody knew about Epstein. Nobody knew about Bilderberg. Nobody called 9/11 before it happened in July 2001. Go look it up yourself.
Well, we try our best, sir. They definitely want us off the air. Without you, we're not here. But yeah, these are all great products. So thank you, sir. What's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that lasts for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we've had the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. It's typically focused on silly things, things like Impossible Burgers. Now, this year, they're introducing Impossible Pork. You can get a vegetarian version that appears to be like pork. And, you know, don't worry about the estrogen levels. pay no attention to the estrogen levels. Also Impossible Sausage. But, of course, they say their real pork, their Impossible Pork, rather, is going to be halal and kosher. So there you go. But it's typically had things like that, things like smart garbage cans, where they will self-seal and they'll signal you when they're overloaded, or an Alexa-equipped shower head, which we all have been wondering when we're going to have something that vital that we can put into our home. So typically it's silly stuff like that. But for the last couple of years, it's taken a very serious turn, quite frankly, because there's a lot of money to be made off of smart cities and autonomous cars and turning you into a slave that doesn't own anything but rents everything and has everything that you do watched and controlled. And so I wanted to have Eric Peters, who has talked about this for quite some time, join me to take a look at some of the trends that are coming out this year in terms of the automobile industry and mobility, as well as 5G and smart cities that are part of that overall picture. So joining us now is Eric Peters. And again, you can find him in what he writes about in terms of cars, about freedom of mobility and liberty at epautos.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Eric.
Oh, you bet, Dave. And by the way, I was trying to figure out which I prefer, your bumper of the Miata sound or Beethoven.
It's a hard thing, a hard choice to make. But you know, if you have a Lamborghini now, you don't have to make that kind of choice, because Alexa's going to be teaming up with Lamborghini, with BMW, and with Fiat Chrysler of America. And they're going to be offering not only the ability to shop in your Lamborghini, but they're going to offer you the ability to watch television while you're driving 200 miles per hour. That's all what we all need, right? Just like the Alexa showerhead.
Well, I can one-up you on that. The Chinese are going to bring an electric car. It's called the Baitan E-Byte, I think, or M-Byte. And it's going
to have
streaming Viacom CBS content included.
Oh, wow. Yeah, exactly. They don't want you to, you know, there was interesting, I don't know if you saw it, but there was a video that was going around YouTube and circulating on some articles. And it was, young 20-something-year-old kid who had a Tesla Model 3. And he was laughing at the cop who pulled him over, because the cop said, you got a computer, nailed to your dashboard. You can't do that. And he goes, this guy is so out of touch. And yet the cop was the one who was actually right.
Right.
Because that would be distracted driving if anybody did it other than an automobile manufacturer,
oh,
right?
Certainly.
Tesla's doing that. All these people are doing it. It is distracted driving. And it's another case where they bolster the case that you should not have your hands on the wheel. You just watch television and zone out while we control your car.
Yeah, it's a really interesting juxtaposition and example of cognitive dissonance as well as legislative dissonance. If I were to take my 76 Trans Am out on the road with my laptop and fire up my laptop and have my laptop propped up on the dashboard of the Trans Am, I would immediately be vulnerable to getting pulled over by a cop for distracted driving and probably cited for reckless driving. But somehow it's okay when the laptop is built into the dashboard at the factory if you're driving a Tesla.
That's right. You and I both know this because we've been driving for a number of years. The biggest factor that is a risk factor is inattention. So much so that to the extent I love, you point out my Miata, I love having a manual transmission. And my daughter's just turned 18. And so she's buying her car. And I told her, I said, look, I'll give you $500 towards your car purchase if you get a manual transmission.
Yep.
Well, I don't know how to. I said, you can drive it. And I know that it's going to be safer for her to drive a manual transmission because it will keep her focused on the task. Everything that they're putting in these cars now is to distract you. It's not just the phone, but it is to deliberately distract you. And it's one of the most anti-safety things that you can find out there.
There's also an element of perversity in that. On the one hand, they're incorporating all of this technology into the vehicles that encourages people to not pay attention. But at the same time, from a legal vantage point, they still say it's up to the driver to maintain control and be prepared to intervene in the event of an emergency.
That's right. Yeah. So while you're watching Fire TV, all of a sudden a situation arises that your autonomous car can't handle, and it immediately dumps control back to you in the middle of your movie, right?
Right, but of course, I know that the point of all of this is they're really habituating the populace to the idea of being a meat sack that is transported, that is no longer responsible, that is no longer allowed to drive the vehicle.
That's right. Yeah, think about the movie WALL-E, where you've got all the fat people sitting in the on the space cruise ship, and they're sitting in the little cars. And as a matter of fact, Segway has introduced exactly that. They have a two-wheel wheelchair that can transport you and your blob of meat as they see you around anywhere you want to go, right? That's exactly where we're headed.
Yep, and the icing on top of the cake, so to speak, is that all of this is going to cost you substantially more. So you'll be deprived of your mobility, and then you'll be deprived of your money by being chained to perpetual debt to pay for transportation as a service.
That's because that's always their model. Their model is to make everybody into renters. You know, as a matter of fact, you know, we look at, the song that we play here frequently, I load 16 tons and what do you get? Another day older and deeper debt. Well, Tennessee Ernie Ford said that about the old coal mining companies. Mm-hmm. You know, they had the company town, right?
That's it.
That was centered around the coal mine. But today, they're mining you. They're data mining you, right? And
it's
going to be corporate towns. And a good example of this is Toyota. It's not just Google and their sidewalk labs. Now Toyota has announced, Eric, at Consumer Electronics, that they're going to build a city. They call it Woven City. It's going to be a test bed for autonomous vehicles, but it's really another example of a company town just like Google's sidewalk labs.
Mm-hmm. And one you can't walk out of and get away from.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Even Car and Driver, you know, these corporate, automobile sites, they don't typically look at things from a liberty standpoint like you do. And they typically cheerlead whatever these big corporations do. But even Car and Driver headline says, Toyota will build a creepy private city full of robots and autonomous vehicles, taking an unprecedented step toward announcing it will build an entire city from scratch, Woven City in Japan. Toyota, seemingly plotting world domination, is building a whole damn city. And that's right. That's exactly what that's not hyperbole. That is the plan. It's called smart cities. And they're going to use the corporations to control you in physical space, like they're using the corporations today to control you in cyberspace on the internet.
Yeah. And the thing is, you can't opt out. I wouldn't object to any of this if it were purely opt in, for people who want to live their lives as meat sacks. If they want to go ahead and do that, hey, that's your prerogative. But we're all being bayonet pointed or pushed into this brave new world that they're creating. A number of new Toyota models that are already on the market come standard with Alexa built into the car.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also 5G. I mean, you're not going to be able to escape 5G just by not living in the cities, because you've got Elon Musk with a giant satellite of tens of thousands of satellite network to beam 5G at you to make sure that you can't escape it. And, of course, 5G has not only privacy issues, but people all over the world, left and right, are concerned about health issues as well that you're not going to be able to escape. It's very perverse. But, you know, one of the things that you've talked about many times, Eric, is how, now the cars have become giant cell phones.
Yep.
And that's one of the things that Sony literally said. They said, we believe that the next megatrend will be mobility. So, in other words, they're going from mobile phones to a giant mobile phone that you get into. Mm-hmm. And now Sony has revealed an electric car because, you know, it's so easy to put out these electric car platforms. They call them skates.
Yep.
That everybody's going to be doing it. It's like the early days of the IBM PCs.
Right. It's a module. There really isn't that much difference one versus another, because a motor is a motor and a battery is a battery. You just put a different shell on the skate.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Eric Peters, epautos.com. We're going to talk more about the frightening trends of these shiny new things to entertain you. Yeah, they are they're a combination of Pandora's box and a Trojan horse. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge. InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose, except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you. Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic on hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your TurboForce, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but TurboForce really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your TurboForce. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is what, $4.99. And I, you know, I just had to call in and tell you guys how great TurboForce is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of TurboForce, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word. Let's just get busy. InfoWarsStore.com. I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You may be right. I may be crazy. Oh, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. It's too late to fight. It's too late to change.
Welcome back. We're talking to Eric Peters, epautos.com, and we're going to talk about what's happening at the Consumer Electronics Show, Trojan horses that are being prepared for your slavery. And this is rolling out in many different ways. We've got now Toyota is going to build a private city full of robots and autonomous vehicles because, you know, that is the wave of the future, where corporations in the West, at least, will own the cities. Now, of course, China is doing this across Africa and many other places. They're building giant cities in China that are all about electronic vehicles because they want to be able to control the movement of their citizens. And yet here in America, People look at this, they look at the social credit score system and the constant surveillance and control of information in China. Oh, well, that would never happen here. It's already happening here. And it's being done here through corporations, and it's going to be done for your mobility, not just for your free speech. It's going to be done for your mobility in corporations that are going to be running cities. It's not just Toyota. We have Google has been doing this for quite some time. You know, Eric, I've talked about it, but I'm sure you're aware of it as well. Google has been doing this for a while. They've actually got Toronto has given them a chunk of land to run what they call sidewalk labs because, you know, you're going to be walking on the sidewalk, probably living on the sidewalk as well. And this situation in, that Toyota is talking about, they've got 170 acres. Sidewalk Labs is looking at about 800 acres of waterfront property that they're going to be investing in. So this is a trend that we're seeing all these different, you know, corporate company towns running across the world. It's a globalist trend. They call them smart cities. That's what it's about.
That's right. Do you remember the old original Blade Runner movie with Harrison Ford? Remember the Tyrrell Corporation?
That's right.
It was very, you know, Philip Dick, whose book was the basis for that movie, was a very prophetic individual because he prophesied the tyranny of these corporations partnering with the tyranny of the government.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And now we're seeing that rolling out. And there's a military aspect of it that, you know, many people, again, it's absolutely amazing to me to see how people give a pass. And I've seen libertarian think tanks like Cato Institute. I've seen the biggest conservative think tank, Heritage Foundation, saying, look, you know, Google and Facebook and Twitter, they ought to be able to kick you off of the Internet because they own the Internet. And it's their prerogative to do so. And these think tanks will defend that. And yet, that is precisely what's going to be happening in the cities that they own. It's going to go into physical space. And then there's an element of that. We just had an editorial that was on the Drudge Report yesterday saying that this kind of corporate control of our speech is really a form of government censorship. And I've been saying this for years, making the point that they are the soft glove, the iron fist of the government is inside their ability to be able to do that. And the government, quite frankly, as I pointed out for a long time, has been funding that. As the Internet became practical, they actually, DARPA actually designed the Internet as a psychological tool of manipulation, going back to J.C.R. Licklider in the 1960s.
Well, and an interesting aspect of this is that it gets around the prohibition, the legal prohibition that hobbles the government with regard to censorship.
Yes.
You know, this way they can censor us using the Potemkin village, the false front of a private corporation. Problem, though, is that private corporations aren't actual individuals. In my, you know, they don't have the rights that an individual has. So we're essentially being enthralled and enslaved by these entities that aren't not living entities and somehow have acquired the right to dominate and control us.
And you have these the left who are typically out there saying this is outrageous for Mitt Romney to talk about a corporation as if it's a real person or whatever, and yet they're the ones who are plotting this kind of censorship. You know, Eric, when I was working with the Libertarian Party in North Carolina, we would get we would have to go through extra hoops to get on the ballot. Yep. Once we got on the ballot, we would never be able to get into the debates to participate, even if there were only three candidates who were qualified. And the way that they would get around that was with a private corporation. They would let the debates be run by a private corporation, which was a corporation of news organizations, which, surprise, surprise, didn't think it'd be newsworthy to have all the candidates on the ballot participate in a debate. And so they would say, well, you can't sue us because this is being done by a private corporation, not by the Republicans and Democrats, except the Republicans and Democrats had their hand up that private organization in a major way at the time.
Right. Well, the cat was briefly let out of the bag at the dawn of the Internet era when it became feasible for ordinary people, just average folks, to get on there and compete on equal terms with these big corporate entities, the big media chains and so on. And that really created an alarming condition for these media conglomerates because it dispelled this aura of unanimity that they had created, that everybody believes the same thing, we're all on the same page, and they control the information. Well, the information started to get out of control, and so they became very, very overt about stomping and censoring any kind of divergent point of view, as you personally have experienced and so have I.
Oh, yeah. And now they're trying to claw that back. You know, they had three major networks, and now they're going to come back with, you know, two or three major social media networks. But you have an article at epautos.com. talking about President Trump and about electronic electric vehicle subsidies, which, again, as we both have said, if somebody wants an electric vehicle, I don't have a problem with that. But I don't want to have to subsidize that with extra taxes on my choice or to have my choice prohibited. And that's really where we're headed. It's already happened in Europe. We got just this week legislation introduced in California to prohibit gasoline lawnmowers and other garden equipment. And they're coming after the cars. They're going to prohibit cars outright while they subsidize electronic vehicles. But the good one is, and the headline that you've got is Orange Man lobs one at Tesla. I love that that headline.
Yeah, and at electric cars generally. When he signed the most recent budget agreement about 2 weeks ago, crossed out the federal subsidy that has been propping up the electric car Potemkin village all these many years. So people who buy them now, unless the law gets changed again, are going to have to actually pay the full price for it. So the Tesla that starts at $40,000 now will actually cost the person who buys it, rather than you and me, $40,000.
Yeah.
And that's healthy and that's good. Like you, I don't have any issue at all with electric cars as such. My issue is with being forced to, quote unquote, help some other person buy his electric car.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing, of course, that you've also reported on is the emissions standards that were being forced by California.
Yep.
President Trump has gone to war with California because that is the soft banning of internal combustion engines. So in both ways, President Trump has taken this on in a very effective way to basically bring us back to a market economy, to a choice economy. May the best technology win. I'm all for that. What I am not for, and what you are not for, is technology that is controlled by a few, whether that's a few corporations or technology that is monopolized by the government, because that enslaves people. When technology is distributed and it operates in a market situation as opposed to being imposed by people or being subsidized by government, when it's free and available, it's a good thing. But when it is imposed and subsidized, it becomes a tool of tyranny.
Absolutely. And in addition to that, my other beef is with the dishonesty, the way these things are being presented. For example, emissions. Emissions used to mean things that contributed to smog, respiratory problems, and so on. And then in a really oleaginous turn, and this happened within the last 5 to 8 years or so, all of a sudden they incorporated carbon dioxide into the definition of emissions. Of course, carbon dioxide, of course, has absolutely nothing to do with air quality.
That's right.
Not smog, not respiratory issues, or any of these other things. But it was a good way for them to create this ominous perception that emissions are a problem. And this is the means by which they're going to go after vehicles that aren't electric, because vehicles that aren't electric do produce carbon dioxide. And if you can portray that successfully in people's minds as a dangerous emission, then you've got the justification for getting rid of non-electric cars.
And they don't even talk about it anymore as carbon dioxide, right? They just say carbon.
Yes.
You know, because carbon, that's like, you know, touching coal. I get this black dirt on my hand. Or it could be carbon monoxide, which is poison. But, of course, carbon dioxide is what we breathe out. It's what our cattle breathe out. That's why they don't want us to have meat. I mean, this is a full spectrum tyranny. That's why I say, you know, when we look at what's going on with Iran, we're going to have President Trump coming up, be scheduled to come up at the top of the hour. I'm concerned about that, but I'm even more concerned about the Democrats who want to go to war with Americans to take our guns. As you're in Virginia, you're aware of that. You've also written about that at EP Autos. You know, they want to go to war with us. They will go to war with the other people in the other countries as well, but they want to go to war with the American people, don't they?
Unfortunately, they do, and I'm actually right in the middle of it, because I live in rural Southwest Virginia, in a county that has declared itself to be a Second Amendment sanctuary county. And it's about 2 weeks from now that we're going to find out what the governor up in Northern Virginia does with regard to this talk of confiscating people's guns and potentially calling out the National Guard to enforce it.
Yeah, and he's already trying to get millions of dollars to enforce laws that they haven't even passed
yet. That's right.
That they proposed. It's absolutely amazing what these Democrats are really going after. Thank you for joining us, Eric Peters, EP Autos. Stay with us. We're going to have President Trump talk about his response to the missiles fired by Iran yesterday. We'll be right back.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
Sunday was supposed to be the last day that we could offer store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It was 75% off with our big year-end sale. Because a lot of the products have already sold out. Most of the others are about to sell out. But quite frankly, I've been working on so many big stories that are breaking right now that I have not come up with new specials. And we're already so close to selling out all these products that I'm just going to go ahead and keep the sale going for two more days. And we're going to basically sell out of all of our major product lines. It'll take weeks, months for them all to come back in. Some come in weeks, some come in like 3 months. A lot of stuff's coming back in next week. So I've just decided, because of the inventory issues and all the rest of it, and because some of these were selling at losses, are making people buy a lot of other stuff, and we are making a profit, so I'm going to just keep the sale going, but only for 48 hours maximum, and then we've got to stop it. InfoWarsStore.com, the year-end, now 2020 mega blowout sale, InfoWarsStore.com, biggest sales we're ever going to have.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
You know, I was just talking to Eric Peters, and we were talking about electric vehicles, President Trump stopping the subsidy of some people's choices at the expense of other people's different choices. We are both in strong agreement with that. You know, when we went back and looked at the top stories of 2019 for Zero Hedge, they went back and they ranked, I think, the top 20 stories that they had in terms of the number of people that read the story. And I was kind of surprised. Because I constantly get the feeling that a lot of people, well, I don't really want to talk about cars, right, or the future of transportation freedom. I think that it is a core issue. I really do. And I was surprised to find that by far and away, their most popular story of 2019 at Zero Hedge was this one. Electric car owners are shocked. A new study confirms that electric vehicles are considerably worse for the climate than diesel cars. Taking their assumptions as to what's good and bad for the climate, taking their assumptions about man-made climate change and so forth, when you take those assumptions and you look at the electric vehicle versus diesel cars, it was a study that came out of the University of Cologne, published by the IFO Institute in Munich, and this was a story that came out in April. I covered it at the time. I was just surprised to see that it was the most popular story at Zero Hedge. Shortly after this, as a matter of fact, you had the situation with Tesla when they, you know, when Elon Musk was offended by the new Porsche electric car. He determined that he would go to the Nürburgring and go around faster or whatever, right? And so he took his car over there. He didn't have a charging station. So they took a charging station over and their own, wait for it, diesel generator. And when I talked about that, I said, there you go. That's the whole fraud of these zero emission vehicles in a nutshell. The fact that he had this diesel generator, very noisy, very loud, very dirty, very annoying to all the neighbors there. He had that there running his quote unquote zero emissions electric car, powering it to go around the Nürburgring. And as they were pointing out, if you look at the life cycle of this, you know, that it is essentially a fraud. When I've talked to Eric Peters in the past, we've laughed about the fact that electric vehicles are, you know, they put out EVs, or in many cases they call them BEVs, BEVs, I guess you could call them, battery electric vehicles. And I've said many times, I said, look, you know, as opposed to what? An ICE, an internal combustion engine? You know, all those old ICE cars. Oh, they're, you know, buggy whip technology and so forth. I said, well, they may be internal combustion engines, but what you're talking about is simply an external combustion engine. You don't want to see the generator that is powering your clean electric car. And now we've had Mazda at the beginning of this year come out and talk about their impending electric vehicle. And they said, we deliberately downsized the battery because if you get the battery too large, it becomes dirtier than a diesel. Essentially the same thing that was said in this other story. And they're actually working on it. And so they made a car, and they're taking a big market risk because they're making a car with a downsized battery that will only have 150 miles of range. But they say they're doing it because it's more responsible environmentally than the bigger batteries. And, you know, as we talk about the situation in the Middle East and wars that have been there over oil and so forth, never forget that we're in Afghanistan, largely, I believe, not just because of terrorism and so forth. I think we're there because of the opioid industry. We're there for the opiates, for the poppy fields. We're also there for the lithium. And we just had Bolivia have an orchestrated coup because their only product is lithium. We will be fighting wars for corporations, whether it is for oil or whether it is for the fruit company, as it was during the time of Smedley Butler, or whether it is for lithium and cobalt, as it will be in our future. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech. And to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.Video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Well, it turns out that the bushfires in Australia truly are man-made climate change. Not in the way, however, that they're selling it to us. Yeah, it is a lot of cases. They've already caught over two dozen arsonists. One of them, a Muslim teen, laughing after appearing in court for setting a grass fire. And this is something that has been pushed by Al-Qaeda and others for quite some time. You know, destroy the infidel. Set a fire. As a matter of fact, as Jihad Watch collects the headlines going back to 2012, Daily Mail, Unleash Hell. New Al-Qaeda magazine describes in detail how to start huge forest fires across the U.S. with instructions on how to make ember bombs. Or this one from November the 15th, 2018. ISIS-linked media says California fires are retribution for Syria. Or this one from the Daily Telegraph, January the 7th, 2020. Teens charged with lighting grass fire face court. Now, one of these teens, teen from Sydney, Australia, Fadi Zarika, one of the two teens accused of lighting a grass fire while bushfires raged New South Wales, laughed outside court today after appearing on multiple charges. Police were called to the park about 2:40 p.m. after reports of several loud explosions. Saw fireworks exploding, several small grass fires that spread rapidly and sudden winds. But they've had 24 Australians charged with arson and many other arrests are expected. Nevertheless, this is being sold to us as some kind of a consequence of you and I having automobiles. Or, for example, eating beef, you know, everything. Everything that they don't want you to do, everything that they want to take away from you, of course, is demonized as man-made climate change. And as we had Ricky Gervais tweaking the Hollywood people at the Golden Globes Award, the LA Times, as I pointed out yesterday, was wringing its hands saying, these poor people at the Hollywood Hilton, you know, they're already worried about impeachment. They're already worried about global warming and the Australian fires. And now they get ridiculed by Ricky Gervais. It's just too much, isn't it? No, actually, it is an arson epidemic. And as Climate Depot points out, an article from Jennifer Morrow Hesse, I think is the way you pronounce her name, it's been hotter, and the fires have burnt larger areas. In other words, as bad as this fire is, and it's not to minimize the destruction and the damage, it is not something that's new. It's not a new thing when you have fires in California, or we have bushfires in Australia, or we have hurricanes in Florida. These are not new things. They happen all the time. We were just watching a program put together by the old guys who used to do Top Gear. They now have Grand Tour, Clarkson and others. They went to Cambodia, and they're trying to navigate their way across this lake. And I don't know if he was serious or not, but Jeremy Clarkson was saying, yeah, here we are, we're high and dry because of climate change. You know, the lake was such a low level that they were really unable to use the boats that they had. They were getting filled up with mud and so forth. And yet if you look at all the boats around them, okay, they show up with like a cigar boat from Miami Vice and other things that are not appropriate for the area. And the people around them have small boats that have a very low draft in the water, and they have outboard engines that are almost horizontal. They have an extremely long shaft that comes out so that it doesn't go down deep. And I said to my son, I said, well, so why does he think that people who live in that area have boats like that if this kind of shallow water isn't a natural phenomenon? It's exactly what happens all the time there. That's why they had those kinds of boats. And they were the only ones who could move. You know, they were having to hire these people to tow them around. With the exception of the boat that Clarkson had, which was a replica of a jet boat that was commissioned by the U.S. military at the time of the Vietnam War and the Southeast Asian Wars in Vietnam and Cambodia. They went to, I believe it was a North Carolina company, and got them to, you know, combine some jet boat technology out of New Zealand with jacuzzi and so forth and come up with a jet boat. Why? Why did they do that? Well, because it was typically shallow. Just like that. So things are not changing. They really aren't changing. Every time something works out that people don't like, they blame it on global warming and use that as an excuse to take away your freedom and your private property. That's what we're seeing constantly on these types of things. And even some of the people who ought to know better. And maybe he does. Maybe he was being sarcastic about it. Sometimes it's hard to tell. I wasn't able to tell whether he's being sarcastic or stupid. Exactly what was happening there. One of the other things that happened in the Golden Globes was we had an actress, Michelle Williams, as part of her acceptance speech, was talking about how vital it was for the success of her career and for her freedom and economic success to have her kids aborted. Let's play video clip number 4. This is Michelle Williams at the Golden Globe.
I'm also grateful to have lived at a moment in our society where choice exists, because as women and as girls, things can happen to our bodies that are not our choice. I've tried my very best to live a life of my own making, and not just a series of events that happened to me, but one that I could stand back and look at and recognize my handwriting all over, sometimes messy and scrawling, sometimes careful and precise, but one that I had carved with my own hand. And I wouldn't have been able to do this without employing a woman's right to choose.
What was that? A right to choose what you say on the internet? A right to choose whether or not you want to vaccinate yourself or your children? What right to choose is that she supports?
When to have my children and with whom? When I felt supported and able to balance our lives, knowing as all mothers know that the scales must and will tip towards our children. Now, I know my choices might look different than yours, but thank God or whomever you pray to that we live in a country founded on the principle that I am free to live by my faith and you are free to live by yours. So women, 18 to 118, when it is time to vote, please do so in your own self-interest. It's what men have
I'm reminded that Ricky Gervais said, you know, when you get your speech, stand up, thank your God, thank your agent, and then just leave, please. And she really was thanking her God. Thank you, Moloch, almighty God of child sacrifice. Because, you know, that was the God that the Phoenicians, the Carthaginians, the people throughout that region, they would sacrifice their children to Moloch for prosperity. They believed that passing their child through the fire, placing their child on the arms of a burning altar, burning their children alive, many of which, were the products of the other partner of Moloch, Ashtaroth. They would have their wild sex orgies, and then they would have their unwanted pregnancies. And the way that they could get rid of their unwanted pregnancy was to pass their child through the fire. And so they would thank their god Moloch, just as Michelle Williams did. And they would believe that that brought them prosperity, just as Michelle Williams is telling everybody. I look at this hypocrisy, the idea that it is necessary to kill your kids to get ahead in life. And, of course, that is the narrative that's being pushed by Planned Parenthood. They had a record number of abortions in fiscal year 2019. They only gave 4,279 adoption referrals, but they performed 345,672 abortions. Because typically what they will do is they'll come to you and say, you know, you're not going to be able to afford it. You realize how much it'll cost to feed this child for 20 years? How much it'll cost to clothe this child for 20 years? Do you have an extra $1 million sitting around? Well, you can't afford that. You better kill that kid. Because, you know, you pay us now just a little bit of money, Planned Parenthood. And, you know, you'll be dollars ahead as an economic calculation. But when we talk about this as a freedom calculation, is there anything other than killing a child that the Democrats support your choice in? And, of course, you know the answer to that is a resounding no. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is
something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom, and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order.
So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that lasts for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution. All around the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the youth in the slow parade. We're waiting for President Trump to hold a press conference. He said he was going to do it about 20 minutes ago, so we've got an eye on that as to when he shows up. We will go to that live. In the meantime, there's an article on the Daily Caller. Libertarians are finally starting to think about governance, but they're missing one key problem. This is written by Tyler Cohen, professor of economics at George Mason University. He has called himself a libertarian-oriented proprietor of the blog Marginal Revolution. And he thinks that libertarians don't have answers to the important questions facing us. For example, climate change. You know, we don't have any answer to climate change because it's not a problem, Tyler. It's science. It's science that shows that it's not a problem. But nevertheless, we understand that climate change. If somebody puts themselves out there as a libertarian and then they start saying, well, we got to have more government because we've got to have some addressing of climate change. You understand, I've had Mark Morano on many times. He and I have both talked about this. I've pointed it out many times, and Mark's not on the program. But, Alex Newman, New American, anybody that I talk to about climate change, everybody who looks at this understands, and the left has been on record. Mark Morano has recorded these people in interviews, saying, if we didn't have climate change, we'd have to invent it, because that is the way that we're going to get control of your life. You know, that's the way we're going to grow government. We've talked about it for the longest time. I mean, this is nothing new, quite frankly. Many people have talked about watermelon environmentalists. They have a thin veneer of green on the outside, but on the inside, they're completely red, as in socialism, communism, not the red state America. You know, they use that kind of inversion of the colors. You know, the people who want complete control over your life, the authoritarians, the socialists, the communists, have always identified themselves as red. That's why the mainstream media decided that they would call Republicans red instead of Democrats. But nevertheless, it is watermelon environmentalism. I've even called them environmelons because that's exactly what they are. Nice try, Tyler, but no award. He also said, having tracked the libertarian movement for much of my life, I believe it's now pretty much hollowed out. He said one branch split off from Ron Paulism and less savory alt-right directions, and another, more establishment branch, remains out there in force. But it's not really commanding new adherents. For one thing, it doesn't seem that old-style libertarianism can solve or even very well address a number of major problems. And so then, in that context, he mentions climate change. But his big issue is he believes that libertarian societies cannot defend themselves. And he uses as an example Hong Kong. A case in point, Hong Kong, he says. The territory, once a British colony, has been hailed for decades as a libertarian paradise of prosperity. Yet, all along, its freedom and its riches were a function of the willingness of other countries to defend it. Britain, for example, backstopped by Britain. In other words, Hong Kong, with its low taxes, its laissez-faire everything, was nothing more than a free rider. It's easy to let the good times roll when somebody else is guarding the gate. Is that a fair assessment? I would say that is as absurd an assessment of the situation in Hong Kong as his saying, libertarianism cannot handle climate change. Why? Because we won't create a giant government to control everything and tell everybody what they can and cannot have and eat. No, the situation in Hong Kong is not that it can't defend itself. The problem in Hong Kong, as the Hong Kong protesters have pointed out, is that they don't have a Second Amendment. If they had a Second Amendment, they wouldn't have to worry about this. The people in Hong Kong know that. This guy ought to know it if he paid any attention whatsoever. And, of course, they don't have a Second Amendment because Britain decided they didn't want people to own firearms, just like they have decided they don't want people in their own country to own firearms, just like the Democrats have decided they don't want Americans to own their own firearms. That is the ultimate defense. It's one of the reasons why, and I would ask somebody like Tyler Cowen, as professor at George Mason University. Why, Tyler, do you think that Switzerland was able to maintain its freedom and independence as an island country, essentially, surrounded by Nazi Germany and their superior air force? Yes, of course, they did have a mountainous country, and they did have fortified passes that made it difficult for them to go in. But, you know, the Germans had very modern, unparalleled military. They had a Luftwaffe that could have devastated those areas with bombs. They had an armed citizenry, however, and it would have been too expensive a price for the Germans to try to take over Switzerland. And the same thing would be true with mighty China and little Hong Kong if Hong Kong had the Second Amendment. This is why the Democrats and others are so intent on taking away our Second Amendment. And it's why, as we pointed out with Eric Peters, as he is on the line, that the Democrats in Virginia, like Governor Kuhnman, as Eric calls Northam, have already proposed millions of dollars to enforce laws that they haven't even passed yet to confiscate guns. For example, the governor of Virginia has requested $4 million and 18 law enforcement positions to enforce his gun ban, a request that could be preparatory steps for confiscating the guns that would be banned if they pass State Bill 16. Also, the government is requesting an additional $3.5 million to enforce gun control that has not been passed by the legislature, that is not even current law in Virginia. Things like universal background checks, one gun a month limitations, so-called red flag gun confiscation orders, and more. So they've got $7.5 million in requests to fund law enforcement to enforce laws that have not even been passed yet. This is how aggressive they are. And this is how dangerous this type of attitude is. When we look at the push to take guns across the country, as I said many times, you know, President Trump talking about red flag gun laws, and Republicans who say, well, you know, we want to get the hands out of the crazy, guns out of the hands of crazy people. So we need to have red flag gun laws. We'll take the guns and do the due process later. No, you don't. You obey the Constitution that you swore to. And even if you don't do it, I had a lot of people when I criticized President Trump for saying that. A lot of people said, well, you know, he's not going to do that. He's just playing 4D chess. He's just engaged in rhetorical games with the Democrats. It's not a game. It's not a game. When you look at that dangerous statement by President Trump, take the guns, do the due process later. People are doing that across the country. When you put that out there as something that is reasonable, that is acceptable, that you will accept somebody who has put yourself out there as a defender of the Second Amendment, and you accept that, then that is a big issue. Now, here, President Trump, there, as he started this press conference. Weapon. All right, let's go to that. We got to go to break, but let's pick up a little bit with what he has to say.
The American people should be extremely grateful and happy. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime. We suffered no casualties. All of our soldiers are safe, and only
all right, we're going to continue
minimal
this on
damage
stations, radio stations may cut away, TV stations for the break, but we're going to continue this through the broadcast.
Our great American forces are prepared for anything. Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world.
Good.
No American or Iraqi lives were lost because of the precautions taken, the dispersal of forces, and an early warning system that worked very well. I salute the incredible skill and courage of America's men and women in uniform for far too long, all the way back to 1979, to be exact. Nations have tolerated Iran's destructive and destabilizing behavior in the Middle East and beyond. Those days are over. Iran has been the leading sponsor of terrorism, and their pursuit of nuclear weapons threatens the civilized world. We will never let that happen. Last week, we took decisive action to stop a ruthless terrorist from threatening American lives. At my direction, the United States military eliminated the world's top terrorist, Qasem Soleimani. As the head of the Quds Force, Soleimani was personally responsible for some of the absolutely worst atrocities. He trained terrorist armies, including Hezbollah, launching terrorist strikes against civilian targets. He fueled bloody civil wars all across the region. He viciously wounded and murdered thousands of U.S. troops, including the planting of roadside bombs that maim and dismember their victims. Soleimani directed the recent attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq that badly wounded four service members and killed one American, and he orchestrated the violent assault on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. In recent days, he was planning new attacks on American targets, but we stopped him. Soleimani's hands were drenched in both American and Iranian blood. He should have been terminated long ago. By removing Soleimani, we have sent a powerful message to terrorists. If you value your own life, you will not threaten the lives of our people. As we continue to evaluate options in response to Iranian aggression, the United States will immediately impose additional punishing economic sanctions on the Iranian regime. These powerful sanctions will remain until Iran changes its behavior. In recent months alone, Iran has seized ships in international waters, fired an unprovoked strike on Saudi Arabia, and shot down two U.S. drones. Iran's hostilities substantially increased after the foolish Iran nuclear deal was signed in 2013, and they were given $150 billion, not to mention $1.8 billion in cash. Instead of saying thank you to the United States, they chanted death to America. In fact, they chanted death to America the day the agreement was signed. Then Iran went on a terror spree funded by the money from the deal and created hell in Yemen, Syria, Lebanon, Afghanistan, and Iraq. The missiles fired last night at us and our allies were paid for with the funds made available by the last administration. The regime also greatly tightened the reins on their own country, even recently killing 1,500 people at the many protests that are taking place all throughout Iran. The very defective JCPOA expires shortly anyway and gives Iran a clear...
Right, welcome back to the stations that have now rejoined us after the break. This is President Trump live talking about
Iran must abandon
his response
its nuclear ambitions
Iranian attacks
and end its support for terrorism. The time has come for the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Russia, and China to recognize this reality. They must now break away from the remnants of the Iran deal, or JCPOA. And we must all work together toward making a deal with Iran that makes the world a safer and more peaceful place. We must also make a deal that allows Iran to thrive and prosper and take advantage of its enormous untapped potential. Iran can be a great country. Peace and stability cannot prevail in the Middle East as long as Iran continues to foment violence, unrest, hatred, and war. The civilized world must send a clear and unified message to the Iranian regime. Your campaign of terror, murder, mayhem will not be tolerated any longer. It will not be allowed to go forward. Today, I am going to ask NATO to become much more involved in the Middle East process. Over the last 3 years, under my leadership, our economy is stronger than ever before, and America has achieved energy independence. These historic accomplishments change our strategic priorities. These are accomplishments that nobody thought were possible. And options in the Middle East became available. We are now the number one producer of oil and natural gas anywhere in the world. We are independent, and we do not need Middle East oil. The American military has been completely rebuilt under my administration at a cost of $2.5 trillion. U.S. armed forces are stronger than ever before. Our missiles are big, powerful, accurate, lethal, and fast. Under construction are many hypersonic missiles. The fact that we have this great military and equipment, however, does not mean we have to use it. We do not want to use it. American strength, both military and economic, is the best deterrent. 3 months ago, after destroying 100% of ISIS and its territorial caliphate, we killed the savage leader of ISIS, al-Baghdadi, who was responsible for so much death, including the mass beheadings of Christians, Muslims, and all who stood in his way. He was a monster. Al-Baghdadi was trying again to rebuild the ISIS caliphate and failed. Tens of thousands of ISIS fighters have been killed or captured during my administration. ISIS is a natural enemy of Iran. The destruction of ISIS is good for Iran, and we should work together on this and other shared priorities. Finally, to the people and leaders of Iran, we want you to have a future and a great future, one that you deserve, one of prosperity at home and harmony with the nations of the world. The United States is ready to embrace peace with all who seek it. I want to thank you, and God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, that's President Trump with his statement. That's a statement that is certainly going to bring grief to Ainsley at Fox and Friends. She didn't want the Iranians to be able to get away with this. They should not have the last missile fired. We should escalate this. President Trump, however, is offering an olive branch rather than escalation. I, for one, am very happy to see that. President Trump said, among other things, we have massive military might. We don't have to use it. We don't want to use it. He even talked about how we have a common enemy, ISIS. And, of course, Soleimani, who was just taken out with a strike, he has killed protesters, presided over the killing of protesters in his own country as well. But he was also one of the leaders in the fight against ISIS, a very effective leader in fighting ISIS in Syria. Of course, we will not talk about what the Saudis are doing in Yemen. We will only talk about the atrocities committed by the Iranians. Again, as I said, there are no good guys over there. But it's a very good thing that President Trump is offering an olive branch rather than escalation. We have a story up on InfoWars showing that apparently it was missile defense technology that took out those rockets that were fired at the military base. However, there is also another widely reported aspect of that, and that is that the Iraqis are saying that they were warned in advance by the Iranians of the missiles coming in, and that they in turn warned Americans. So it may be a combination of defensive technology as well as early warning, human early warning, not just early warning technology. That took that down. So either way, the good news is that there was no loss of life. The good news is that there's not going to be, at least at this time, any escalation in conventional warfare. We will have to see what happens in the long term. Again, as we see the warmongers like Pompeo, who pushed President Trump, by all accounts, to assassinate Soleimani, something that was not unjust, but it was not wise. It most likely will result in some kind of a terrorist attack that will be asymmetric. As Tucker Carlson was saying, was anybody worried about any terrorist attacks from Iran a week or two ago? No. But now that this has happened, we are worried about it. So this policy of Pompeo that was followed by President Trump does not make us more secure. Now, people have a legitimate concern about sleeper cells and terrorist events against American targets in the West and elsewhere and in our own country. Why? Because we have a military that absolutely refuses to protect our border. Any border but ours. Bases anywhere but bases to protect us against terrorists. So our border is wide open for that kind of asymmetric warfare. We don't have to worry about missiles from Iran, even in those particular areas, quite frankly, but we do have to worry about it when it comes to terrorist events in this country. So the good news is that President Trump has now announced that in response to the missile attacks that did not harm anyone by Iran yesterday, and of course it was widely put out there by the Iranians, we have slapped at their face, but we're done unless there's any more escalations. They couldn't be more obvious that they didn't want to have this go any further. And let's hope that there aren't any other provocations. And again, Pat Buchanan had the right summary, I believe, when he said it was just, but it was not wise. Ron Paul saying the only way that they can really strike at us in that area is if we have our troops there. So let's get our troops out of the area. Let's take this as an opportunity to stop this dumb and dumber foreign policy that's coming from Mike Pompeo, Vice President Pence, and others. You know, Vice President Pence, as I said yesterday, I talked about it yesterday, talking about how the Iranians were behind 9/11 and so forth. And I took that segment out of yesterday's program as a separate video. I posted it on Twitter. I had somebody come back and say, well, they actually were behind 9/11. Are you kidding me? And as evidence, he offered statements that he copied and pasted from the Pentagon. Well, of course, we can believe that, right? We can believe anything they say about 9/11. And I replied and I said, what we should really be afraid of is if the Iranians have the kind of technology where they can make three steel skyscrapers collapse in their own footprint in a matter of hours using only two planes. They can take down three steel skyscrapers. We should be afraid of a country that has that kind of technology. But I said, what is even more frightening is if we have Americans who are so incredibly gullible that they can believe a story like that from the military-industrial complex over their own lying eyes and allow our own government to set up endless wars for the last two decades and destroy every aspect of our freedom while they create a police surveillance state. That's what is the most scary about all of this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic at hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your TurboForce, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but TurboForce really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your TurboForce. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is what, $4.99. And I just had to call in and tell you guys how great TurboForce is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of TurboForce, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word, and let's just get busy. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's 4-5 colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge. I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again, when it's clutch time, to focus the people on taking action against the globalists. Because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019. For standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Got nowhere to run.
Welcome back. You know, yesterday I talked about the fact that CNN has now dedicated a reporter to come after the Babylon Bee, like they dedicated Oliver Darcy to come after InfoWars. And the Babylon Bee, and of course it's not just CNN, it's also the CIA. You have a CIA analyst who's pushing her book, you know, about how you need to rely on them to tell you what is true and what isn't true. And she is, you know, wringing her hands, saying the same thing CNN is. That, you know, people are sharing these Babylon Bee stories, these satire things, and they think it's true. They don't know any better. They're idiots. We need to shut down the Babylon Bee. And so the Babylon Bee responded with, wait for it, a satire. they said, the internet is only big enough for one fake news site, says CNN. CNN has slammed the world's best satire site, the Babylon Bee, after CNN executives realized that fake news articles on the website are getting at least as much social media traction as their own CNN articles. There ain't room in this internet for the both of us, growled one CNN anchor on air Monday evening. There simply aren't enough people out there for us to fool with our fake news stories and for the Babylon Bee to fool with their satire. There isn't enough clickbait and outrage traffic to go around. Reporters of the media outlet also pointed out their news was much faker than Babylon Bee's. They're obviously amateurs over there at the Bee, said Brian Stelter. A lot of times their reporting comes true. If you're going to do fake news, you got to do it right. 100% fake, guaranteed, 24/7. They really should learn from the pros over here at CNN. Stay out of our territory, growled Brian Stelter. Oh, that's why the Babylon Bee is so feared by these people. As I said yesterday, one of Saul Alinsky's rules is satire is the most devastating weapon because there is no defense against it. And these people at CNN are quite defenseless when it comes to a battle of wits, as you can see. But no, actually, it is true that many times their satire does come true. I've pointed that out many times as well. But of course, nothing that CNN ever says does come true. That is the reality. As Breitbart pointed out, the guy who has been put on the beat to take down the Christian satire site, Babylon Bee, O'Sullivan, has used his verified Twitter account not only to attack them, but also to repeatedly post stories from The Onion. And they showed some people on Twitter went back and collected a bunch of the tweets from this CNN reporter who had been tweeting out stories from The Onion. Things like this, for example. Critics are worried that new CIA report puts the U.S. at considerable risk of transparency. Now, see, you and I understand that's a satire. We know that that the CIA and the U.S. government would never be transparent. And so we understand that as a joke. But evidently, maybe he does. It's a kind of a, I don't know if that's a left-wing perspective on that. Certainly a lot of Republicans and conservatives understand how duplicitous and lying the CIA has been until they started telling us lies about Iran, and then we had to believe everything they had to say, right? But nevertheless, you know, he doesn't have a problem putting out The Onion, because typically The Onion is rolling the other way. And as I said yesterday when I talked about this, I have in the past, I thought that Babylon Bee is occasionally brilliant. The story when Elizabeth Warren came out with her DNA test showing that she was, yes, wait for it. This is not satire. The reality is that Elizabeth Warren is twice as white as the average American of European descent. In other words, she has half the Native American blood in her, the typical American of European white descent has. Their way of parroting that, however, as ridiculous as that was, they came up one better. They said Hillary Clinton, not to be outdone, said, yes, and I've had a DNA report, and my DNA report shows that I'm only half reptilian alien DNA, unlike, you know, what people at InfoWars and other people have said, that I'm 100% alien, reptilian alien. I thought that was very funny. I tweeted that out, and the Daily Beast tried to get me thrown off of Twitter. And now the Daily Beast is putting up an article fantasizing about Iran perhaps attacking President Trump's Trump Tower. And these people are not only vicious liars, but they're quite dangerous, actually. This is an article at InfoWars.com. Daily Beast posts an article that all but fantasized about Iran launching a terror attack on the president's quote-unquote beloved Trump Tower. These are the same people who tried to get me thrown off. Now, they're going to say, well, this is just a satire, right? Yeah, you know, talking about a Babylon Bee satire article about Hillary Clinton's reptilian DNA. They want to use that to get me thrown off of social media. But they can talk about how the Iranians should attack President Trump and his towers. And no consequences for that at all for the Babylon Bee, for Daily Beast. They went on to say, imagine how the Donald would react to the destruction of his beloved Trump Tower, writes the reporter at the Daily Beast, Daily. Daily then speculates how a successful attack could unfold. He says, around noon on Monday, a truck of the same type that Timothy McVeigh used to bomb the federal building in Oklahoma City with such devastating effect in 1995 stopped for a red light on West 57th Street, a half block up Fifth Avenue from the tower. An Iranian sleeper agent with a load of explosives would have needed only to make a right to do his worst before anybody could have moved to stop him. There you go. That's satire. Evidently, humor from the Daily Beast. I don't see any humor in that at all. And yet, we see the same thing coming from Ilhan Omar. Not in as much fantastic detail. You know, she doesn't fantasize over how it could be done. She doesn't lay out a blueprint over how it could be done. But she essentially says the same thing. Iran could threaten Trump hotels worldwide, and he could provoke war over the loss of revenue from skittish guests and so forth. Oh, yeah. So, you know, let's threaten President Trump. This is also an article up on InfoWars if you want to see that. So it's okay for Ilhan Omar to say, yeah, let's threaten President Trump. Yeah, that's the way that we can get him to divest from his businesses and comply with the Emoluments Clause. There is no violation of the Emoluments Clause. Talked about that many times. Talked about it with Richard Proctor. That is not at all what is talked about with the Emoluments Clause. But she is laying it out there that maybe, you know, they should attack President Trump's personal properties. Attack him personally. And the Daily Beast is doing that as they have continued to attack us. Folks, if you want to stand with us here at InfoWars, as we are at the front of the attacks on free speech and free press, we have continued our sale for another couple of days. We have up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. 60% off many, many items. Things like Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. Things like BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement. Other supplements that are going to help your health that you're not going to feel right away. Things like BioTrue Selenium. Selenium is an essential mineral, and you can look it up on the internet and see how many different ways selenium protects your health. You're not going to feel it when you take it, but just like when I don't take my supplements and I take a vacation and I get sick, I feel the consequences of not taking the supplement. And so always act proactively on this. These types of things will help your body to be healthy, will help and strengthen your immune system. And, of course, the question is not even which things we need to take, but which things are well-produced. And our selenium is BioTrue because it is non-GMO. It's made in America. It is the best form of selenium you're going to find anywhere. We also have 25 to 50% off all apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. And, again, some items up to 75% off, free shipping store-wide. And, of course, one of the products that we have, which is something that has helped me a great deal, suggested to me from people on Twitter. They said, you need to nebulize and inhale a silver bullet. And I started doing that. That made a big difference. I'm still recovering, but that really turned the corner for me when I started inhaling a silver bullet. I've used it many times for quite some time, and that is now $9.95. Again, up to 75% off our products at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping store-wide, and that will end in the next day or so. So we really do need and appreciate your support, and we're very happy to hear President Trump accept the fact that the Iranians signaled and said, that's it. We don't want to go any further if you won't go any further. And I'm glad that he's listening to his better angels and not to his fox and friends. So we'll be right, that's it for today's broadcast. Thank you.